AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Reverend Al Sharpton demands police in Grand Rapids, Michigan, release the name of the officer who shot and killed a black man, Patrick Lioia.
How dare you hold the name of a man that killed this man? We want his name.
Lioia was shot in the back of the head during a struggle with the officer.
It's trouble when you can shoot people in the head and remain anonymous. Don't ask them, are they going to be violent? Give us the name of the one that was violent.
Police officials say they won't make the officer's name public unless he is charged with a crime. President Biden takes steps to restore national forests that have been devastated by wildfire, drought, and blight. He uses an Earth Day visit to Seattle to sign an executive order protecting some of the nation's largest and oldest trees and to grow other trees.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees. 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense, and it also makes a big difference.
The New York Times releases audio of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and fellow GOP lawmakers just days after the Capitol riot last year. McCarthy telling them that then-President Trump should resign.
I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days.
It's not clear if McCarthy ever actually asked Trump to resign. Ukraine security chief says the main battles in the country taking place in the Donbas, the industrial heartland in the east. Oleksiy Danilov tells the Associated Press more than 100,000 Russian troops are currently fighting in Ukraine, including mercenaries from Syria and Libya. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill to dissolve the private government Walt Disney World controls on its property in the state to punish Disney for opposing a new law that critics call Don't Say Gay. The measure will also hurt other property owners in the Orlando area. Meanwhile, voting rights groups have filed suit against the state after the legislature approved DeSantis' congressional redistricting map, claiming it's racially and politically gerrymandered. State Representative Camilla Brown.
It was a blatant attempt to rig districts to favor the Republican Party and to systematically disenfranchise black voters and their voices.
Washington State firefighters rescued a woman who fell headfirst into a pit toilet while trying to retrieve her cell phone. The Kitsap Sun reports a woman who was at the top of Mount Walker had been using her phone when it fell into the toilet. She found the phone and dialed 911. After hosing her down, the woman wasn't hurt. Officials told her to seek medical attention. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.